Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Memorial Day, the celebration of Memorial Day, and I lock in on celebrating a Memorial Day with what I call the central truth of biblical prophecy. You go back to Joshua, the 4th chapter, and you find that when they crossed over into the promised land, God told them to take 12 stones out of the bottom of the river and place it in that memorial stone, that memorial that was set up, so that when future children would say, "Dad, Granddad, what is that for?" then he could tell them the story of what had happened in God's hand delivering them crossing the water into the promised land. I believe when we look at Memorial Day, it needs to be a memorial marker that we're able to look back and see what God has done, look forward to see what God can do, and look at where we are and recognize the declension that we're in today as Americans. I believe we've failed, we've faltered, we've fallen, we have forgotten, ladies and gentlemen, the path that we've taken and the lives that have been lost to deliver the liberties that we have, protect the liberties and the freedoms that God's given us. And I pray that today, as we think about the celebration of Memorial Day, that we would do so in reflection and recognize where we are, the declension that we're in, and what we need to do to reverse it and to turn it around with the power of God and the hand of God and the blessings of God upon our lives as we honor Him. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, Dr. Davis, how are you gentlemen doing this afternoon?
Doing good, great. I pray you are.
Doing good. Monday is Memorial Day, the national holiday, and the purpose of Memorial Day is to, in remembrance of those that lost their lives in service to our country there, whereas Veterans Day is in November, and that's in remembrance of all who have served. So Memorial Day has a special significance because of being in memorial to those individuals that gave all. You started your program talking about our founding fathers. If you look at our founding fathers in general there, every signer of the Constitution put their lives in line because the British monarchy had put out, for example, John Adams, hang that man on sight. Basically is what they said. If you look at these signers as well there, George Washington, our first president, actually served as the commanding general of the Continental Army. John Adams, our second president there, he, on his first voyage to France to be an ambassador to France, there participated in a battle between the ship that he was on and a British warship. If you look at all of these individuals, let's look at Andrew Jackson, another president there. He participated in the Battle of 1812. Mm-hmm. If more of our politicians had more skin in the game, our nation would not be in the shape that it is in.
I second that motion. Absolutely.
They have a serious issue with nation. They have a serious issue with patriotism, and they have a serious issue with God. and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm just going to say that flat out.
Well, Jim, I think you're right, and I think your last statement probably sums it all. For example, with Joe Biden, he has a major issue with God. He might give the sign of the cross as he's at an abortion clinic or recognizing the abortion and do that, but it's a sham, it's a fake, it's phony. I don't believe the man has any relationship to God through Jesus Christ at all. He has brought about the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. He's pushing the murder by way of abortion by the hundreds of thousands. We have the loss of Christian freedom in our schools today, in our military, in the public square. And today we're witnessing, I believe, the floodgates of the invaders crossing the southern border that's totally changing the demography of the status of where we are in America. And I believe that as a result of that, as you said, he has no skin in the game. For 50 years, he's never signed the bottom of a paycheck. He's always signed the back of a paycheck. And as a result of that, he has no earthly idea what America's about. I believe he has faltered and failed. And as a result of that, we're watching the sinking ship called America. And I believe, Jim, on the heels of that, we need to recognize that our only hope is to turn back to God, confess our sins, seek God's face, and ask God to heal our land. Without that, without God's intervention, I believe we're gone as a nation.
Agreed.
Jim, I'm looking at...
Say you, Dr. Davis.
Well, let me say this, Brother Jim. I mean, for me, looking at the current president, I have to wonder if he was even coherent. Mm-hmm. When he made the sign, because he looked like he was swatting at flies, basically.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
for me, it was a total embarrassment, basically. I mean, you know, because, you know, it's hurtful because we need someone with a backbone to stand up,
yes,
you know, against these other leaders in the world. So, I mean, for right now, they consider him to be a laughing stock. So, I mean, I'm pretty concerned with the direction with this country, where we are going right now. I mean, if the preachers, the leaders in the church, don't stand up and do something now, mm-hmm. we're going to lose it all again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jim, let me read you two brief paragraphs of an article called Memorial Day as Americans. We've come to know it. It began years ago, immediately following the Civil War, but until World War II, most people knew it as Decoration Day. That's where you'd go out and decorate the graves of those that had fallen. It was a day to decorate with flowers and flags, graven the graves of the fallen soldiers, and remember those who had given, as Lincoln beautifully said, the last full measure of devotion to defend their nation. It was a day to remember what the honored dead had died to defend. Goes further in the article. Memorial Day is an important national moment. It is a day to do more than having a barbecue. It is right and wise to remember the great price some have paid to preserve the historically unprecedented civil and religious liberties and freedoms that Americans have the luxury to take largely for granted today. The future of the United States, this writer says, it depends in large amount on how well we collectively remember and cherish what liberty really is all about and the terror of tyranny. There is a high cost are forgetting. And I believe, Jim, that's what we need to emphasize today. There's a high cost of forgetting. If we forget where we've come from, if we forget the price that's been paid, if we forget that liberty is not free, it costs the lives of those that gave us the liberty that we have today. Do you have any further comment as a footnote on that?
Yes, sir, I do. I believe those that do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And I'll go on with this. The Israelites were told to pick up stones as they crossed that river before they came into the land to possess it. And that right there is a historical monument or marker to celebrate a change or a momentous event. If we forget what our history is and the sacrifices that our nation has given over the years, we're doomed to repeat those very same mistakes, or worse, become the very nations that we sought to not be like and sought our independence from. And tyranny is a terrible thing.
Yes, and it's we're on the verge of that, lest we wake up and turn around. Jim, thank you so much for your call. God bless
you
for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, hello, Dr. Youngblood and Dr. Davis. I would like to propose a thought that I wonder what would happen if we helped the nation and the world remember what the originality is of the rainbow. So it's the promise from God that he will not destroy the world again by a flood. So go ahead, fly that flag, you know, put up that rainbow. It's the promise that God will not destroy us again in a flood. And you can't steal that from him.
You can't steal it from him, but Lisa and I agree with you in theory and the philosophical thought. But the problem is that in the nation in which we're living in today, because it has become so prevalent to recognize and to symbolize the Sodomite lifestyle, they gleefully then will want to force every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot to not just recognize their stand and their demented, demoral status, but they want us to celebrate it and embrace it. And so the more we accept that, the more we're embracing and celebrating their lifestyle. And I think that it's time that we have some other, a few other nations that have said no. In fact, these same people that are saying death to America and death to Israel, and one of the groups said queers for Palestine, if they were to go there, they'd cut their heads off and toss them off the top of a building. And yet we, in America, we are allowing it, and to a great extent, even as churches, celebrating and embracing it. And I think it's time, Lisa, that we recognize in America, the nation will not get any taller, any closer to God than from our leaders, political and spiritual leaders. And in both areas, I think we have failed America, and therefore we're seeing the declension of morals and ethics and values in our nation as never before, at a rate and speed that never before would have been dreamed possible in the United States of America. So it deserves our prayers. It deserves our recognition of the goals, the ambitions, of the demonic delusion of those that are saying death to America and death to Israel, and the so-called Palestinians, which do not exist as a ethnic group of people. But Lisa, transition for just a moment. What are your thoughts in relationship to how Christians and conservatives ought to view Memorial Day and how we ought to celebrate it?
We ought to view it with extreme reverence and credence that the history will repeat itself if we do not stand for what is right. And with that said, might I remind us about the bill that is going to Duval County City Council on Tuesday, so the day after Memorial Day, the bill that is proposed by six councilmen, members Peluso, Carlucci, Gaffney, Jr., Pittman, Clark, Murray, and Johnson, and the bill reads that they will triple fines and or jail penalty if the offenses that we commit as citizens are committed with a primary purpose of expressing or attempting to promote animosity, hostility, or malice against a person or persons, against property because of race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, marital status, national origin, age, or disability. It is an absolute bill, if voted on to go through in Duval County, that will be a vote against God and a vote against our Constitution. Because how can anybody discern what I am saying to be true when it is my right to speak?
Yes, Lisa, you're dealing with a major, major, major issue. It's called freedom of speech, freedom of religion. That bill, designed by the Sodomites that are on the City Council of Jacksonville, Florida, the Loose Likes Lost Liberals, and the Rhinos, six of them out of the 19 council members, are sponsoring that bill. If that bill passes and is signed by the mayor, and it shall be, she's already said that if it passes, she would sign it. If that is the case, it will destroy religious liberties and freedom of speech in the city of Duval County, the city of Jacksonville. It is the City Council Bill 2024-0334. It is an addition to the HRO, the Human Rights Ordinance. I call it the Human Reprobate Ordinance. It literally will make our, if I were to say the LGBTQ agenda is a sodomite agenda and it's a stench in the nostrils of God, that would be under that bill, if passed, yeah. would be considered a hate crime. I could be prosecuted, persecuted, put in jail, and fined $1,500, or in some cases, doubling that. It is a thought bill. It is a bill that seeks to determine what's in the heart of an individual. It is, they will have thought police out there, and the Human Rights Commission is headed up by Dr. Parviz Ahmed, which is one of the unindicted co-conspirators of 2006 through 2009 in Texas of the fraudulent Holy Land Foundation. They were extracting money on a lie, basis of a lie, to support ISIS and to support the individuals wanting to destroy America through Islamic jihadists. So I am concerned majorly. So I've said before, and I'll say again, at this juncture, you brought it up. Let me remind our listeners, call your city councilman. Be very kind, but be very directive. Say, don't you dare vote on that bill to pass it. If you do, son, we'll vote you out of office. That needs to be the mantra and the mindset. Every conservative, every Christian, every patriot in the city of Jacksonville ought to literally set those phones on fire, dialing that number, and say, don't vote yes, say no on the bill 0334. Lisa, thank you so much for your input, for your call. God bless you today. And ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're talking about Memorial Day and biblical prophecy. Now listen very carefully. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. The demographers in 2009 said that by 2050, America would be controlled by Islam. We're witnessing today that taking place on a rapid scale. Let me read once again some headlines. Arab community leader in Dearborn, Michigan, said 40 years ago, the mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, warned of the city's Arab problem. Now the Arabs are ruling Dearborn, Michigan, Dearborn Heights, Dearborn Hamtramck. We are on the road to the White House, to the Congress, to the decision-making everywhere in America. Their goal is just like Muhammad, and that is global domination. And ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate Memorial Day, we need to recognize that our founding fathers gave us the founding documents and risked their lives, their future, and their fortunes on their signature on the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights that we have under our Constitution. As a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, they lost their lives. We're talking about those, as we celebrate Memorial Day, that gave their ultimate, their all, that we might have the freedoms that we have today. But listen very carefully. We're losing those freedoms as Christians, as conservatives, I believe, because of silence, because of the silence in the pulpits. And we're witnessing today what can happen to a nation where it's under the rulership, the domination of an autocrat that has made the decision that I don't have to go through the legislative process. I can simply be the one arm, strong arm thug that rules the nation. That's Joe Biden. That's what's happening. So, Dr. Davis, what are your thoughts in relationship? Let's talk to our listeners for a moment as to what we need to do. Every Christian, every conservative, everyone that's listening, what can we do to change the direction? What should we do? How should we respond? What should pastors do? Speak to that for a moment.
Well, the main thing, again, Dr. Youngblood, is let us not forget that God is still in control.
Yes.
I mean, he needs to be at the head of everything. But then we need to do our homework.
Yes.
When we see laws being crafted that are getting ready to hit the docket, we have to make sure that we understand all the written language there. Because from my brief experience as a union representative back in the day when the unions met something, mm-hmm. we put it that way, with contract language, it doesn't take but one word to twist everything out of proportion and send it in a whole different direction.
Absolutely.
But what people fail to do, and Christians are bad at this, they're looking at the sheep's skin, but they don't realize that there's a wolf underneath that skin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I say we need to do our homework and make sure we understand what's getting ready to hit the docket before we get there and flip the switch and vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because once it goes into law, then it's too late.
Absolutely.
We can't do anything to change it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the speech yesterday, the rally of President Trump in New York, in the Bronx. They had people with microphones going through the crowd interviewing, and I was amazed, surprised, and very, very happy to see a number of them that said, well, I voted for Joe Biden. One man went into great detail. He said, I was a Democrat for all my life. My mom and dad were Democrats. They said, that's the party that will take care of us. He said, that's the party that's destroyed us. That's the party that's taken everything from us. That's the party that's done nothing but undermine us. And he said, I have changed my registration. I'm now Republican. I'm voting for Donald J. Trump. And I am thankful. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is utopian. I'm not saying he has all of the answers. I'm saying that I believe that is the hope that we have for America, for placing him. If God divinely intervenes in 2024 November, which 5 months away, as he did in 2016, I believe God can turn America around. If we the people, if we the, as Christians, as we as conservatives, recognize what we have and what we stand to lose. I'm looking at a headline, American Christian on Memorial Day. Thank God for the land of our birth and the courage of those that were willing to die for it. The article reads this way. Today, most Americans are celebrating Memorial Day with a barbecue or maybe a boating expedition, ringing in the unofficial start of summer with the traditional rites and of recreation that mark our cultural calendar. A smaller number, a dwindling number, are likely to mark the day as a Memorial Day, a solemn memorial to the hundreds of thousands of soldiers who made the ultimate sacrifice in the service to our country. Perhaps more than any other holiday, even than 4th of July, Memorial Day invites us to reflect back on the reality of our nation. The former we celebrate is Independence Day. Memorial Day, on the other hand, highlights our dependence on the land of our birth and our nation. Christian community cannot survive, let alone flourish, without cultivating an ability to recognize the bonds of obligation that we have not chosen and willingness to sacrifice for, and if need be, fight and die for those whom God has called to live alongside of us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the celebration of Memorial Day. It should be a solemn celebration in reflecting back. Listen. If we do not reflect back on where we come from and what has taken place, we're in trouble as a nation. I'm looking at another portion of a headline. Christians of all people understand the crucial importance of remembering. Christians are memorial people because the whole of our faith depends upon remembering. Those who persevere into the glorious future are those who remember the glorious past. The future of the church, here's where I'm headed, the future of the church, globally and locally, and of each Christian depends largely on how well we remember the gospel of Jesus Christ, all of his precious and very great promises, and the successes and failures of church history. Scripture warns us that if we fail to remember, we will be condemned to submit again to the sin of that which comes about. And as Christians, let us make every day, as long as it is called today, a memorial day. Let us take care lest we forget the Lord, Deuteronomy 6:12. Let us remember the Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the celebration of Memorial Day. Dr. Davis, what would you add to those thoughts and statements and challenging our listeners?
Well, let us always remember again, and here's what I'm basing my opinion on. When I went to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, God told Moses to teach the children of Israel a song before he got ready to turn the reins of power over into the hands of his protege by the name of Joshua. He said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verses 19 through 21, "Now, therefore, write ye this song for you, and teach it the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed. For I know their imagination, which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear.
Amen.
So when you look at these words, listen, God forewarned them.
Mm-hmm.
He had done the same thing for us today.
Yes, yes.
He's still telling us the same thing. Don't forget about me.
That's right. Remember,
now,
remember.
Notice, in that verse of scripture, he said, after you have eaten. Now, y'all getting ready to eat barbecue
mm-hmm.
on Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Before you eat your barbecue, look up and tell God, thank you.
Yes.
I have not forgotten what you have done for me.
Amen.
This is basically what he has said here.
Amen.
To the children of Israel. Don't forget what I have done for you and where I brought you from. So this is what we need to do. Again, as Christians on today, look up and tell God, thank you. Be thankful to him.
Yes.
For what he had done for us, because he has, again, allowed us to enjoy the freedoms.
Amen.
Through the sacrifice on the backs of the many that have paid the ultimate price.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at the ones who are constantly serving right now today, that is why we continue to enjoy freedom in America today.
Picture a nation, picture our nation today, had we not had those men and women in uniform that gave the ultimate, that we might have these freedoms today. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, only one hope left to save America. We're in a war. Of course, it's heart. It's spiritual, a spiritual war. We call ourselves Christians, are called by God to fight a spiritual war. In America, we're experiencing a third and likely our final existential crisis. The first was our revolution when the threat was from without. The second was a civil war when the threat was from within. But now we face a third whereby evil forces aim to steal our freedoms and our national sovereignty via a global world system dedicated to war against God, from whom we derive our principles of liberty and justice for all. And the threat to us now is from both within and without. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, confess their sins, seek my face, then I will heal their lands. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to call on God to heal America today. Our nation needs healing. Our families need healing. Our homes need healing. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, we need the healing hand of God in our lives. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting Amen. You next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. Amen. God bless you.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You are invited to participate in a broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood and Let's Face the Issues. This program allows you, the listener, to call in and ask your questions about current issues. Dr. Youngblood deals with moral, ethical, and political issues that face our culture and the church. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on 91.7 for expository preaching.